You're welcome once again to another deep deliverance session. We continue our message, the principles of deep deliverance. When this series started, I explained to you the meaning of what is known as deep deliverance. And we've gone a long way in explaining this to you. We've gone to the level of explaining to you the anchors of deep deliverance. And we began to look at them little by little. Today we try and make a little bit more progress in this issue. The bottom line of what we have thought so far is that any time you are confronted with a mysterious situation or a strange position, the first thing you should envisage in your mind is a tree. A tree has leaves, it has branches, it has stem, it has roots. You could cut off the leaves, cut off the branches. Since the root is not touched, it is still there. Deep deliverance is when you get down to that root and you uproot it from that root. The Bible says the axe is laid onto the root of trees, and any tree that does not bear good fruit shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. I'm praying for somebody here. Any evil tree growing in any aspect of your life, the fire of the God of Elijah shall uproot them tonight. In Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, 38. If you are there, say yes. If you are not there, say wait for me. Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who now went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Listen carefully tonight, so you can know where to throw your own arrow when the time of prayer comes. A lot of people were born into deficit. A lot of people were born already in bondage, even from their mother's womb. A lot of people, immediately they are born, they acquire their own bondage. And if those things are not addressed, a person could go from the cradle to the grave in bondage. Ignorance is a very terrible thing. And ignorance can cause a lot of destruction. A lot of believers have died when they should not die because of ignorance. A lot of people they ran helter-skelter to get themselves free. They could not get free because of ignorance. I pray tonight that the Lord would damage our ignorance in the name of Jesus. At the age of 28, a lady could not understand what was going on in her life. Everywhere she turned, there was blockage. 5 times men came to marry her, 5 times the men turned back. She spent 8 years for a course that would normally take 3 years. She began to run from place to place, from place to place. And when she arrived at the front of this man of God, the first thing she did was to count all the pastors that have prayed for her. And the prayers have failed. I went to Professor Swanson. I went to Bishop Swanson. I went to Pastor Swanson. I went to this General Vassar. I went to that General Vassar. As he counted the list of those she had visited, the man of God began to become afraid because of the names she was mentioning. The man of God was afraid because that won't his name be added to the list later on. And so the man of God prayed from inside of him, Father, don't let this lady include my name. The name of those who will say, I visited and nothing happened. As he kept talking, the Lord said, go, tell her to go to her own mother and ask the mother what happened to her when she was 2 years old. So she said, thank you, sir. And she went back and asked mother. Said, mommy, when I was 2, did anything serious happen? And the mother said, yes, I remember one time like that. Yes, you were 2. A big girl, really. But we had a long distance to walk. So I put you behind me. And you fell down from the back. And people shouted, this is abomination. Children should not fall from the back of the mother. And they took her to a native doctor. And said, what did the native doctor do? Mother said, I cannot remember. She now went back to the man of God. Said, yes, sir. Something happened when I was 2 years old. They said, I fell down. And they took me to one man. And the Lord said, son, that is the origin of the problem. At that native doctor's place, everything that should make her prosper had been withdrawn. Something happened to her when she was 2 years old. Was at the age of 28. She is now knowing the right prayers to pray. That was what initiated her deliverance. I am praying for someone here that any problem of unknown origin that you cannot really discern where it's coming from, the God that dwelleth in Zion shall visit such trouble tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I want you to understand, no matter how strong the agents of Satan are, if they are battling a true child of God, they are looking for trouble. And if that true child of God knows what to pray, he knows where to go in the word of God, no matter how strong that enemy is, the enemy will be completely defeated. There was a strong man from one particular family. He was not hiding his powers anymore. He was telling them at family meetings that nobody in this family can prosper. If you try to prosper, you die. So anytime there was a family meeting, when the man is talking, everybody is shaking. Some members of that family, who knew that this man is a strong man, they went to consult other native doctors. When those one looked at their oracle, say, that man, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. His power. It's a serious one. So sorry. But just take your money. I just want to eat it. There's nothing we can do. And so he became a terror to his family, a terror in the village where he lived. Until the youngest person in the family got born again. And he started all night prayer meeting to be free. Personal freedom. He was praying for personal freedom. He wanted to be free. Anytime he prayed to a particular level, he had a dream that this man will come and lay hands on his head. He prayed even more. Then one day, the voice came from heaven. He said, son, today, I will disgrace your strong man. There is somebody here tonight too. That same voice is telling you, you will disgrace your strong man. Let your amen roar like thunder. What happened was this. When this man was looking for powers, they gave him a pot. And they said he should go and hide the pot where no man will ever see it. And that under no situation must that pot turn upside down. So this is why everywhere they went, nobody could discern the source of his power. So the man took the pot, went into deep forest, and hid the pot there. But this brother started prayers. A rat in the bush ran inside the pot and turned the pot upside down. Rat in the bush ran inside the pot, turned it upside down. All of a sudden, they began to shout that the man had become a fool. Cannot talk again, cannot lift his hand, cannot shout, cannot do anything. This was how that brother was set free. I'm praying for somebody here. Your strong man shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. But then, as a small problem, a lot of Christians are afraid. They are afraid of witch doctors. They are afraid of witches. A lot of Christians, when magic, sorcery, divination, enchantment is targeted against them, it catches them. That's a small problem. The problem is this. We, as Christians, we do not yet practice what the Bible calls sacrifice. A child of the devil agrees to go and sleep in the cemetery for 201 days to acquire power. He denied himself of comfortable sleep 201 days and slept in a strange place.
a child of the devil. We donate his wife. Donate all kinds of useful things to him. Because he wanted power. But Christian, ordinary tight to put it down. Struggle, sweat, problem. A man has slept in the cemetery 201 days to sacrifice. He made a sacrifice for his God. Your own God said, pay ordinary 10%. You cannot make that simple sacrifice. Now you want to confront the man who has slept in the cemetery for 201 days. It's a lie. This is why many of us run earth scatter. The simple sacrifice God is asking for, we're not making it. Then the child of the devil has made a sacrifice. One occultic man came here and was boasting. Was boasting that you people don't know anything. He said, me, for 17 years, I have not touched any woman. So I have power. So a child of the devil is running away from sex for 17 years to acquire power. Then you fall into your own fornication. He said, forgive me, Lord. You fall inside again. And then that man is now confronting you in the office. You think you can fight me? It's a lie. That's why we have problems. The principle of sacrifice is zero. And for the same reason, many giants, like Goliath, roaming around. And that hymn writer says, the reason they are roaming around, because there is nobody like Daniel to confront them. Listen carefully. What kills many people is not the disease they had, but where they go to seek relief from that disease. Many actually use their own money to buy their early death. Many places you call solution centers. Solution centers. They are not solution centers. They are death traps. Many solution centers that people run to, including some of the mountains, is actually pollution centers. So it is impossible, beloved, for you to seek the help of Satan any time in your life without getting a visitation mark. You've been to a native doctor before, they will have marked you that you came. Some problems are mere weapons to persuade you to go to these evil centers for help. And when you visit the dead for the solution to the problem of the living remains in the graveyard. Because they will have given him a graveyard prescription. Many situations for which we are seeking deep deliverance now were as a result of where we have been. We went there. They sat down. They probably did not invite us. But we went there by ourselves. And the principle of deliverance is very simple. The devil operates a primitive trade by barter. The devil does not give anything to anybody free of charge. God is the only one who gives free spiritual gifts. God is the only one who says, freely ye are given, freely ye give. And anywhere you go to seek for help, and they give you an invoice, they give you a bill, they tell you how much you pay. Bring this goat, bring this cow, bring this, bring that, bring this. Whatever power they are using is not of the God of the Bible. And this is a very, very serious matter. Many years ago, when I was a lot more rascally than this, I was standing with one of our mothers in the Lord somewhere, and a prophet that was crossing the street came, was wearing a white garment. He had no shoes on. And he came straight to that mother by my side. As he approached us, I was seriously praying that it is me he should come to, but he didn't come. I just went to the mama there. I said, Mommy, you have 3 children. The mama said, that's correct. I said, one of them is just about to marry. If you don't do something now, the marriage will not take place. That one that wants to marry, she's a bit light in complexion, and she has a gap in the inside her teeth. The mama said, that's correct. Mama said, okay, man of God, what can I do to prevent this trouble? So you need a red candle, you need a white candle, you need 2 this, 3 this for that. Can't tell so many things. You come and give them to me, then we will do victory, deliverance, and your daughter will be free. So the woman now looked at my face. I said, prophet, thank you so much for what you have said. So, but we cannot afford this thing you are counting. So as a man of God, go and buy those things yourself and do it. And God will bless you as you do so. I've never seen a man that angry. He lost his temper and rang his bell. What? If he can play. And I said, You have said, thus say the Lord. And now you hear, thus say the Lord. If you don't repent within 7 days, you die.
Ah. Amen.
Now said, excuse me, sir. Who are you?
I said, don't worry. You go.
Sir, I'm not going.
The devil operates a primitive trade by battle.
So, if your parents had ever gone to the devil for anything, it is in an exchange for something. I was sharing this at the youth church some time ago. There was a brother. He was okay in class, no problem. In the continuous assessment exam, they give to them in class, A+. But immediately the exam will start, he will become mad. And that madness will last as long as the exam lasts. The final day of the exam, when everybody has finished, the madness will go away. It was a strange matter. Prayer started. When God will show us the secret, the Lord said there was a king in his family line. That king was supposed to be made king, but he was having mental problems. So the kingmakers came together. Sorry, you are supposed to be the next king, but because you are having this mental problem, we cannot make you our king. So they now brought in native doctors. And I said, well, if you want him to be king, he can still be king, but he has to agree for us to transfer the insanity to the fourth generation. And the man agreed. Yes, transfer it. That was what is troubling the brother now. Madness that was gained in the fourth generation. I'm praying for somebody here. Every inherited warfare shall die completely in the name of Jesus. Light of Emma Rua like thunder. We're talking about principles of deep deliverance. The enemy is able to remove some sicknesses because he is the one that put them there. But then he will now form a stronger killing covenant. He will take headache away from a person and give the person in exchange tuberculosis. I decree by the decree of heaven tonight, every spiritual trade by battle problems that is harassing anyone here, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter, 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 scatter. In the name of Jesus. Meaning that it is possible to die from a where, not from a what. Where you went, not what is happening. The enemy operates a powerful network. And they are aware of where you have visited. They are aware of where your parents have visited. They are aware. The enemy has a circulating power to make you rotate from one evil house to the other in order to look for solution. When a man warms himself in the fire of the enemy, you receive everlasting cold. A lot of people now are still struggling to get out of the bondage of places their parents took them to. Why? Whether while they were in the womb or as children. Anyone here tonight and your problem has a root in where your mother took you to in the womb, be delivered now. In the name of Jesus. Estabu for them. Listen, there is no satanic protection without a killing covenant. When they say they are trying to protect you, they'll protect you, they'll protect you, they'll protect you. The enemy will offer you that protection. But there is a killing covenant involved. At the expressway to Ibadan, close to that place where they have Guru Maharaj, a man was lying on the street there. He had had a terrible accident. The accident cut him into two from the waist like this down. He severed the top of his body from the waist. It was a tragic scene. But one interesting thing there was that if you see the juju, this man tied under that waist, and all kinds of demonic belt, terrible juju, in spite of that, the devil still cut him into two there. So he operates that primitive trick by battle. Many of us, the reason we needed deliverance is because of this. All the evil attachments from satanic territory is a source of serious problems. And then when satanic solution center have access to your blood, they infect your blood with invisible bacteria, invisible germs. And anytime they give a command, the invisible germs will start their work. And one doctor will say it's typhoid. Some they say it's malaria. Anything you surrender to them from your body is passed on to their altars. Any form of sex with them pollutes your reproductive organs. All the concussion you swallow from there and sacrifices from the past, they are silent killers. All the demonic parties that parents hold, say, children, come and eat. And they are eating because of you. They are silent killers. You could experience a satanic sentence when you visit these places. So the places you go to seek for help during affliction can determine the course of your life. God may pardon ignorant unbelievers from going to satanic solution centers. Pardon them for going there. But if you are a Christian, you should know better. And you go, you sign a death sentence. This is a serious matter. And this is part of why we are here. There are places you should go, places you should not go. There are some hospitals and clinics you must never go. They just call themselves man-made hospital. It's a lie. It's man-made cemetery. Tonight, we have some serious prayers to pray here to disconnect us from all these pollutions. Disconnect us from that pollution. And that disconnection is part of what is known as deep deliverance. Tonight, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. I need to pray these prophetic prayers with all the anger you can gather. You can see from the little I've told you tonight that it is not a gentle affair. Like I used to say, there is no gentle method of cleaning septic tank. All the methods available to clean septic tanks are aggressive. And like I used to tell you here, there is no gentle way of arresting evil. All the methods for arresting evil too, they are aggressive, they are violent. When the Americans got to Pakistan and they noticed a strange building, the people, they don't bring out materials for dustbin. Because sometimes when you bring out your dustbin, they will carry the dustbin away and go and analyze it and they can know what you are doing. See, this building, they don't bring out their dustbin. This building, they don't have telephone line. They don't use internet. What kind of building is this? Maybe this is where Osama bin Laden is. How do we confirm? They now started to vaccinate the children around. Vaccination. Everybody bring out your children for vaccination. So they brought out the children from that house too. And they vaccinated them. That vaccination allowed them to gain access to the DNA of those children inside that house. And they took the DNA, compared with that of Osama bin Laden, it was the same thing. That's why they knew it was there. There is no gentle method of arresting anything evil. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. But in case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Quickly find a way to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. Now, if you pray this prayer, if you feel like fainting, you are feeling dizzy, sit down. But continue praying on your seat. If you are praying the prayers, find yourself on the floor. Continue praying on that floor where you are. Because on that floor where you are, a divine surgery will begin in your life. We are not here to play. We are here for serious business. And at this deep deliverance services, it's basically for those who are tired of being tired. They are sick of being sick. They want solution. They are for those who don't want to get used to darkness. They don't want to get used to bondage. They are for those who know there is something greater for them in life. And they want to access it. They want access to it. All eyes closed. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Please, I beg you. Don't allow anybody's voice to be louder than yours. Because there's plenty of things that are supposed to happen here tonight. And I don't want you to miss out of it. Say, power! that fought my parents and are now fighting me. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Mapala kata santa. In Jesus' name we pray. You see what is happening now? You see what is happening now? Aha. Sister, please. This is a mountain of fire. I want you to pray with your body, your soul, and your spirit. Bondage of my parents that is pursuing me. Stop! Die! Bondage of my parents that is pursuing me. Stop! Die! In the name of Jesus. Continue. Jesus. That's how to pray. Today is today. Papala kapala katandaka. Da ribosopola kaya boshente rabo santa. Baponda katende kayabo shantaraba. Ribosoponda kayabo. Bakapola katanda kayabo shanta. Open your mouth. This is why you are here. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Infirmity of my father's house. I am not your candidate. Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth. Yes. Bapotali kate dakaya boshantarabo. Ribosapanda kaya boshantaraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, let your liquid fire, the power of deliverance, the power of healing, the power of breakthrough, fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let these hands become the hands of fire, the hands of power, the hands of deliverance, the hands of healing, the hands that will break every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready now. If you have any infirmity in your body here tonight, don't be afraid of that place. When I say smite, the strangers shall run out of their closed places. Do it aggressively. Get yourself ready now. If you have no infirmity to smite, smite your head or your chest to represent your destiny. One, you are not aggressive enough. One, two, three, four.
6, 7.
Something is happening there. Yes, that swelling has disappeared. Get yourself ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Get yourself ready again. Something is happening over there. Yes, be released, be released.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Silence. Begin to do what you are not able to do before now. If you can't stretch your leg, stretch it. If you cannot bend, bend. If you cannot see, see. If you cannot hear, hear. If you cannot use your limbs, use them now. Practice it. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. If you find that you have been healed, you brought a sickness here, it has vanished now. Run quickly to this altar. Don't allow the devil to put it back. Jesus is waiting for you here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Our realm of prayer is about to change. Look at what is happening to that sister. Check that trouble in your breast that just vanished. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Don't allow the devil to put it back. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Don't worry about the wordings of the prayer. Just pray it. Tread by battle problem. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Tonight is tonight. Yes, be released. Be released from the grip of that trouble. Be released. Be released. Makatunda raboshentera bosepola kayaba. Bakatenda raboshepola kayaba shentera bokopola baraba. Continue, 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 continue. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are that sister that something has just disappeared from your body, don't be shy. Come forward quickly. Don't let the devil put it back. Don't be ashamed. It has just disappeared from your body. That's right. As a result of that last prayer you prayed now, there are some people here. The enemy has practically killed your business. That yoke is broken completely. Aha. Say, demons that fought my parents, I bind you now. In the name of Jesus. Demons have forced my parents. I bind you now. Jesus. Jesus. Look, look at what is happening over there. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. You the power from the waters. Let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, demons that fought my parents, I bind you. I cast you out. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Say it again. Say it again.
Say, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer again. Bind them and cast them out. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of transactions are taking place here tonight. Stretch your two hands to the altar here. Father, these hands that are stretched forward here, let the blessings of heaven that is uncommon fall upon those hands in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing for an overcomer, the anointing to be the head and never the tail, fall upon those hands in the name of Jesus. Now, grip your head with those two hands. Anyone here today whose head is being summoned from the dark world, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Makaseteya boshente rabasante. Ribasepia lekada. Every dark river flowing from anyone's foundation into their present life, let the power of God dry them up in the name of Jesus. Dry them up, dry them up, dry them up, dry them up, dry them up in the name of Jesus. Now begin to shake that head. Shake it vigorously. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. As you go, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' name.